of year summit of heads of state is usually an opportunity for heads of state to elect the chairman. And this one is not going to be different.
Who's in the running for this position?
I don't want you to see it in the sense of contestation. What usually happens is that heads of state consult among themselves, and then they decide which of them they believe will lead them for the next 1 year. Of course, without prejudice to the fact that if they find at the end of the year that that particular chairman has performed well in their estimation, they have the possibility of re-electing the chairman. So I don't want you to see it in that sense of, oh, one big contestation of heads of state. You know, it's a very calm process.
It's more of a coming together of a common opinion.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they discuss among themselves and they say, look, who should lead us in the next 1 year? And they agree among themselves and they say, okay, look, let this president lead us for the next 1 year. And like I said, ECOWAS instrument allows the chairman to be re-elected for another term. Two consecutive terms, the instrument allows it. That's how it works. It's not one big elaborate ceremony. Heads of state just calmly among themselves decide, okay, this is how we want it, and this is the person we want to lead us, and then they agree among themselves.
Will ECOWAS be discussing the position of the president of the African Union? We recently saw the re-election of Jinping, but we're going to have another election in Malawi at the next AU summit. Will ECOWAS be discussing its position ahead of that?
No, at least as the agenda of the meeting that I have seen the next 2 days, no. They will not be discussing those as far as I can see in the agenda, except if they decide to discuss it informally. But the agenda doesn't suggest to me that it's one of the issues. What is rather there is the fact that they are going to discuss and agree on the allocation of positions. And these 33 positions are management positions in ECOWAS and the institutions of the community. Elections in member states in terms of the recommendations of the ministers of foreign affairs.
One of the sets of elections you're going to be discussing are the elections in Senegal. Will ECOWAS be discussing its position on that?
It's one of the issues that ministers under the aegis of the ECOWAS Mediation and Security Council. And they have made some proposals which heads of state are also going to look at. And it's not just Senegal. It's Mali, Sierra Leone, Ghana. So we'll have to take a position just for them to be briefed on that. Of course, the issues of piracy in West Africa, of course, the general humanitarian and security situation in the Sahel, where, of course, as you know, we have refugee situations that are created by the Tuareg rebellion. West Africans have been displaced in neighboring countries, including Niger, where there are reports that up to about 12,000 people were displaced because of that crisis. So those are issues that they will also look at.